Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowman reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowman moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowman scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bowman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Connie Johnson now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dahlke now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Budden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Daly reaches second base with a double. Budden goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd bunts towards the mound. Forknealy's fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daly moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daly scores. Hurd moves to second. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurd scores. Consolo moves to second. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Norm Zovchin now playing first base. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Hatfield moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Mike Fortnelis. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurd hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delsing. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Delsing steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.